Have we learnt nothing from our past? You'd have thought that we'd have moved on from fights, wars, and who can create the biggest bomb blast. But clearly we have not. Our worries should be about preventing heart attacks, cancers, and a blood clot. But rather than focusing our efforts on trying to cure up, we're all too busy having to fight ISIS and decide if we're going to leave Europe. You don't need to watch the news like a hawk to know that all we have to do is sit down and talk. But we don't have the time. We're all too busy fighting and committing a crime. And I'm not talking about a crime that defies the superficial judicial official laws that help define our unjust society. I'm talking about a crime that defines us as humans entirely. The sort of crimes that defy our own nature. But then again, what really is human nature? Are we all just basically animals that like to believe in some kind of creator? All just ready to kill and maim and betray? But it's okay, because we'll get a pat on the back and a hip hip hooray if we stick a few badges on our arm and call ourselves a soldier. Humanity is dying here, we're just leaving each other to smoulder. People at the moment are terrified of terrorism. And although this isn't a new concept, it is causing more racism. Some of us here are blinded. Terrorism isn't just a problem with the east of the world. I think some of us need to be reminded that we, ourselves, as citizens of this nation, could have even helped form ISIS's foundation. And can I point you to the KKK and the IRA? And then ask if you'd rather fly next to a Christian or a Muslim at the end of the day. Now don't get me wrong, I'm not defending the acts of ISIS or terrorism at all, but this has the potential to be humanity's biggest downfall. I'm just saying that we need to learn to differentiate between Muslims and ISIS, because terrorism wears many disguises and we're on the verge of a worldwide crisis. The media doesn't help matters either. In fact, Murdoch's the Western world's Caesar. We pretend that we have free will, but the media controls everything from what goes in our shopping basket to who it's more right to kill. And whilst we're on the topic of killing, I'll bring up something that media quickly suppressed. The murder of Joe Cox. The man who did it apparently wasn't like the rest. I mean, he's white and British. He couldn't possibly be a terrorist, so we can cross that one off the list. The very definition of terrorism is the unofficial use of violence in the pursuit of political aims. Now, let's mention a couple of names. The men who killed Lee Rigby? Black. Definitely a terrorist then. They're always on the attack. The man who killed Joe Cox? There's no need to think outside of the box. Let's sweep the fact that his acts were an unofficial use of violence in the pursuit of countering Joe's political aims under the carpet. Yeah, let's ignore all those claims. He was a white man, so he can't be a terrorist. There was no master plan. He just suffered from some kind of mental illness. Chuck him in an asylum and feed him pills. That way we'll all be completely guiltless. Refugees. Let's talk about them next. Try not to get too vexed. First of all, what even are refugees? Well, we're fretting about losing our keys, their homes, their country. Everything they have ever knew is quite literally being destroyed. Please, let me finish and don't get too annoyed. Now, what really are they? They're humans. They are fucking humans. They are me. They are you. They are us. They are fucking humans in need of some fucking humanity. And I know that that's quite hard to see when we're all constantly exposed to exaggeration, propaganda and lies. But come on now, guys. You're perfectly okay with getting dogs and cats, but we can't give any humans that aren't from England some bloody flats. Think about it like this. Have you ever been a new kid at a school? Did you ever have to wear a name badge that made you feel like you were an utter tool? Remember how all you wanted was some friends and to fit in? But you had that name badge on, so most people treat you like a bin. If you stick a label on someone, people will look at the label before looking at them. They point at you, they seclude you. The difference is at school, you take the label off once you're not new. In the real world, it doesn't work like that. We still think of refugees as refugees, dirty foreigners coming over here and taking all our jobs. So for the love of God, no, for the love of humanity, shut your gobs. If you have to seclude people like that, seclude us all together so that we're no longer secluded. So that secluded, we are united. Give us all the same label. Human. It's the same problem with the government of this society. Now you can sit there and say defiantly that Cameron is the cause of your anxiety, but the truth of the matter is the problem isn't just his. It's not the Tories, Labour or even the Lib Dems. No, the truth of the matter actually stems much deeper than that. All you need to do is zoom in and you will find that it's a human problem again. You can sit there all day and say that Tony Blair wasn't fair. He shouldn't have let them bloody immigrants send their money back home. He should have left them on their own. He shouldn't have arse-licked Bush, but please, just hush. As much as we want to scream, you're wrong, I'm right. We have to talk, we have to fight. Verbally, of course, because we can't afford another political divorce. The EU's already gone, so hold on. It's time we stop pointing fingers at individual political parties, because at this rate, we may as well elect a packet of Smarties. I think the problem with our species is that we don't want to be a waste. Deep down, we all want to taste of that better life, the ones that are so full and rife. We have all these big ideas, so what is it that holds us back? Is it our fears? No one wants to just sit and watch Corrie. No one wants to just sit and feel sorry. But most of us are stuck in this 9-to-5 pattern, so much so that we may as well be on Saturn. With the amount of difference that we are making, it's hard not to see this whole life as just one big faking. The dream would obviously be for humans to treat humans like humans. Black, white, rich, poor, working class, upper class, equal, human, human, equal. But there's a problem with that. It's like communism. The principle of it can sound great, but the problem is we're dicks, we're pricks. We can't seem to share. Like a child, we scream, that's not fair. This is my country, I was here first. We may be bad, but you lot are the worst. When you live in a world like this, you can see why some people commit suicide. I mean, have you not realised so much pain and suffering, so much injustice that you feel like you are smothering? Think of how much hatred and animosity we've spread. How much of this planet is now dead because of us, because of humans. I'm not promoting suicide, but I can see why people feel no other choice. Some of us live such sad little lives, trolling online, bullying in the streets. We all need to learn some lessons, just stop with our meaningless binge sessions. We all have so much potential, and it's essential that we do this and make it as influential as humanly possible. We need to be unstoppable. We all need to make a positive difference to the world and one another. Try and treat everyone as if they were your own mother. Now, humans aren't perfect, we're far from it, but we're relatively new on this planet. What I'm trying to say is we are capable of so much good and so much bad. None of this will change, this isn't some passing fad. We all need to look past these labels, they're nothing but fables. They do not truly describe I or you, for I is you and you is I. We are all the same species, so stop hating as if half of us was some sort of feces. You have not just trodden on me, why can't you see that we're all the same? This isn't a game, stop chasing fame. This isn't just some claim, stop putting in some imaginary frame. Just realise our potential, because this really is essential.